If we sailed, yes, Theon admitted. I have another plan. He watched the other carefully to see how he would take that. Without the cleft jaw, he could not hope to succeed. Command or no, the men would never follow him if both Aaron and Dagmar opposed him, and he had no hope of winning over the sour-faced priest.
Your lord father commanded us to harry the coast, no more.
Eyes pale as sea foam watched Theon from under those shaggy white eyebrows. Was it disapproval he saw there, or a spark of interest? The latter, he thought, hoped. You are my father's man.
His best man, and always have been.
Pride, Theon thought. He is proud. I must use that. His pride will be the key. There is no man in the Iron Islands half so skilled with spear or sword.
You have been too long away, boy. When you left, it was, as you say, but I'm grown old in Lord Greyjoy's service. The singers call Andric best know. Andric the Unsmiling, they name him. A giant of a man. He serves Lord Drum of Old Wick. And Black Lauren and Carl the Maid are near as dread.
This Andric may be a great fighter, but men do not fear him as they fear you.
Aye, that's so, Dagmar said.
The fingers curled around the drinking horn were heavy with rings, gold and silver and bronze, set with chunks of sapphire and garnet and dragon glass. He had paid the iron price for every one, Theon knew. If I had a man like you in my service, I should not waste him on this child's business of harrying and burning. This is no work for Lord Balon's best man. Dagmar's grin twisted his lips apart and showed the brown splinters of his teeth.
Nor for his true-born son? He hooted. I know you too well, Theon. I saw you take your first step, helped you bend your first bow. "'Tis not me who feels wasted.'
"'By rights, I should have my sister's command,' he admitted, uncomfortably aware of how peevish that sounded.
"'You take this business to our boy.